From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio.
The U.S. economy has been recovering, growing for almost a decade, longest recovery in U.S. history. And so there comes a point occasionally where you wonder, how long can this go on? That point was last month when the economy created just a handful of new jobs. Was it a blip? Was it a trend? Well, tomorrow we'll get an idea when the next job report comes out for March. Marketplace's Ben Bradford has more.
Over the past year, the U.S. had been creating an average of about 200,000 new private non-farm jobs each month. But the Labor Department estimates in February, hiring fell to just 20,000.
Last month's number was low. It was scary.
Martha Gimbel is an economist at Indeed Hiring Lab. Another low jobs number in March could mean the economy is stalling. But Gimbel doesn't expect that.
The labor market, barring some extreme event, is unlikely to turn on a dime.
And workers' wages went up in February. So David Shulman, senior economist for the UCLA Anderson Forecast, says even if hiring is below average for a second month, it still may not indicate a slowing economy, but rather employers struggling to find new workers.
We may be ratcheting down to a much lower level of job creation, which means we're out of labor.
Economists will be watching to see if wages continue to grow as a sign that the labor market is tight. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.